Operation Understanding DC pairs African American and Jewish teenagers together to learn about each other's cultures and common historic struggles. Their hope, to eradicate racism and anti-Semitism worldwide. The program began in 1995. Rachel Feldman is the executive director. She explains they felt a need for the group after Louis Farrakhan made public remarks that many criticized as being anti-Semitic. The comments created tension that had to be addressed.
We have a large African-American population and a sizable Jewish population here in D.C. Why don't we get these people together to talk to each other instead of, you know, guessing what the other side is really thinking or saying?
The 32 participants show what the organization calls a change the world attitude. Kids are recruited from D.C. area schools, churches, and synagogues and go through a lengthy application process. Each new class begins the program during January of their junior year. They meet for seminars and a retreat during the first 6 months to learn about each other. In July, the kids make a month-long civil rights journey. They visit places like Birmingham, Selma, and Memphis to walk in the footsteps of history. Rael Nelson James took the trip 10 years ago as a student. She is now Operation Understanding's program director and travels every year with the group. She explains why the trip is so important.
Somehow standing in these places where these things happen, going to the sites, meeting with the people, and understanding that one person's courageous act on one day, in 1 hour, can impact the place we are today. It really serves to bring history alive.
The July trip is the time it all comes together for the students. Each teen's moment of connection is unique. Ariel Levy from Bethesda, Maryland, remembers the stop in Greensboro.
We were at Woolworths and saw where the sit-ins took place, and it was so moving to be all standing together on the sidewalk and know that 40 years ago we could never have stood together on that very sidewalk and that people were persecuted for doing so.
The group's third stop is Charlotte. Since 2003, Operation Understanding has toured the Levine Museum of the New South and Temple Beth-El. Feldman says she wants the students to learn about the South in the South, and by meeting the unknown people of the Civil Rights Movement, those who have been left out of the history books.
We really wanted our students to meet the foot soldiers of the movement, the people who were being jailed on a regular basis, who were taking real risks in their cities and towns to register people to vote, to protest racist Jim Crow laws.
One of these foot soldiers is Charlottean B.B. Delane. Delane has the movement in his blood. His father helped organize the country's first school desegregation lawsuit, eventually part of the 1954 Brown v. Board of Education decision. B.B. Delane himself was a sit-in leader in Charlotte during the 1960s. Delane gave a human face to prejudice in the South.
Well, you know, 1947, 48, you weren't black. If you were talking to a polite white person, you were a Negro. If you were talking to a sort of intelligent person, you were a Negro. And if you were talking to a redneck, you were just plain old nigger.
He had their attention. Delane then described a typical bus commute in the South during Jim Crow.
The whites would get on first. Then the blacks would get on, and the whites standing in the aisle. You had to put your money in the box, get off, and go to the back door, and get on, under the condition that the bus driver left the door open long enough for you to get in. Because they very often would close the door and drive off, and they have your fare.
Operation Understanding is preparing these students to be foot soldiers of their own era. Rael Nelson James says the kids learn just as much from each other as they do from the trip.
Every year, what makes me so happy and so proud of them as groups of young people is to watch the most mundane acts that we do every day, like eating dinner together. Even though we're learning about all this really important and profound history, it's in those moments in between that the students really learn to share and really learn what it really means to form cross-cultural bonds and to understand one another.
After the month-long trip, group members return home to attend more workshops and seminars. They learn how to share their message with others. Sharnay Pearson-Starling from Washington, D.C. wants everyone to know what she's learned.
Not only my community, my family, friends, because it just takes one person to get the message out. And then if one person gets the message out, everyone can spread the message and we can all unite as one.
In Charlotte, I'm Stephanie Weekman.
And I'm Danielle Wolfe for WFAE 90.7 FM.